producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So we're talking with Joe, who is like a lot of people who have weight issues, that she's a pro at losing weight. Not so good at keeping it off. And the problem about that cycle, Joe, is that that it gets old. I mean, the first time you lose 60 pounds, you think, wow, this is fantastic. And then people go, wow, Joe, you look great. And then what happens is a couple of things. First of all, life. And so that it slowly begins to be whatever it is that eating for you. And, eating is one of those behaviors. And you can certainly stop smoking and stop drinking without any negative ramifications whatsoever. I mean, in other words, you'll get healthy. You can't actually stop eating because you'll die. So eating is one of those complicated behaviors that you really have to moderate as opposed to eliminate. And that creates its own particular set of problems. So you get a huge amount of reinforcement for losing the weight. Feel good, look good. Everybody gives you a huge amount of feedback, and then whatever it is that caused you to emotionally eat comes back. So that's the first place to start of why you eat, and you've given some vague clue to it. I don't know if over the break you had this kind of little light bulb that went over your head, but you mentioned that how old were you when your mom lost all the weight?
Probably about 14, 15. Yeah. I'm 37 now. Because, okay. Yeah, she lost weight. It's been off about 20 years now.
Okay. So, I mean, think about that. Think about it. 14, how impressionable you are. You're just sort of getting into your own sexuality. And when you said your father was not pleased about it, how did he show his displeasure?
Well, he would try to cook more food and bring in treats. And, he made it kind of difficult for her and she fought through it, though.
And what did she say? Are they still together?
They are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But think about
it. He's fine with it now.
Okay. And I mean, I don't know how sophisticated you were at 14 to understand what the dynamics were of their marriage. But obviously, it's hard to know, and maybe I certainly don't, whether he was undermining her because he was afraid other men would pay attention to her, or that she was getting ready to leave him, or he just liked her heavier. In some ways, it doesn't make any difference, because all three are really a statement that says, my feelings about how I want you to look are more important than your feelings about how you look.
Exactly.
So think about the message that sends to a 14-year-old Joe. That would be you.
Right.
Which is that my weight is really not my own, that it's a complicated issue, that any man in my life is going to have some say over it. And that's certainly a complication and something that may be worth looking at.
Oh, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't want to be one of those women that I don't have nothing against the full figure campaigns out where be comfortable with yourself. I do understand being comfortable with yourself, but I want to be healthier. But, you know, the thing that I thought about the most that you said is that when I was telling you about the journal and self-sabotage, what I want to know, the last question I would ask you is, when I go over my books to look at things, because I'm when I go into my books, I'm trying to analyze my behavior. I'm assuming that's what I'm doing. What am I supposed to look for? When you go into your journal to look at your past behaviors, what do you look for?
Okay. Well, you look at things that you look for patterns, number one.
Okay.
That, you know, when I lose the weight, when I'm keeping track of my weight, what happens? When do I relax? Do I feel like, I don't want to do this my whole life? Do I feel like, just taking a week off will be okay? Look for the patterns, because you've lost, you put on weight, you lose weight, and that pattern, we know that pattern. It's the ebb and flow. So see if you can find things that may lead to it. For example, are you able to lose weight during certain seasons of the year? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you're in a good relationship? Are you able to lose weight when you feel that you have hobbies or friends, or that there are diversions, or when there aren't diversions? Look for the patterns, because patterns are really what define our behavior to a very large extent. And clearly, the good news about weight gain and weight loss is it's such an obvious pattern. So it's not subtle at all. And see if there's something that you can discern that makes it easier for when you hit a certain weight. Is that the one that you say, okay, I can't get any heavier than this? When you lose a certain weight, does that sort of make you feel, okay, well, I'm on the path, so I'll be okay? My guess is that part of it, independent of whatever personal patterns you find, is there is the sense that all of us have, I think, when we're dealing with an issue of, okay, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. It's really exhausting. So is there a way to either take a break, a short break that doesn't completely undermine us, or is there a way of not taking a break and still relaxing into a situation? And the either of those are probably useful to figure out, and part of it just depends on personality type. For example, that people who work out day after day after day after day after day quite often get to a point where, in fact, I talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that boomers, we're the group that started the fitness craze. We're the ones who jogged and worked out and did aerobics and did jazzercise and all the stuff, Zumba. And for most of us now, we've gotten, because we've been doing it for 30 years, we've stopped doing it. In some ways, we are the most fit group that has ever walked the planet. And in some ways, we've gotten really careless about it. And I think part of it is we've just been doing it for so long. And so you get to the point where you think, okay, it's just not interesting. It's not fun. And whatever benefit I've gotten, I've already gotten. Or it may just be that subconsciously, all of us who are working out thought, well, okay, I'm never going to get old. And all of a sudden, whoops. What do you mean? You know, I've been doing sit-ups for 25 years. So how come I have this little pop belly? Well, that's called gravity, folks, and there's not a whole lot you can do about that. And you can sit up till the cows come home, and you're still going to have it. And so is that? And I think what each of us need to understand is, as you say, Joe, it's not only the aesthetics of it. What do I want to look like? How I want to feel? But how I'm willing to spend my time? What I expect in terms of a payback for it? And it may be that at 37, you're not going to lose weight as quickly as you did at 15. You're not going to keep it off as readily. And maybe there's a way that you can find that says, what I will do is instead of weighing myself once a month, I'll take my blood pressure once a month. And instead of worrying about how many pounds I lose, I'll worry about my salt intake and what my blood pressure is. I mean, I think that you look for the patterns, look for things that make some sense, look for things that are out of the pattern as well that work for you.
Okay.
Does all of that make some sense?
Yeah. Oh, it does, because my determination is I just want to be a size healthier. I don't weigh myself anymore at all.
Okay.
I don't. I know I lost 50 pounds only because I put on clothes the other day and they fell off me. So I know what size I am in the certain clothes. But
good
for
you.
I do not weigh myself. I will never weigh myself again. Only time I weigh myself is when I go to the doctor. But I'm going to use everything you said. And if I have to call you back in a couple of months and let you know how I went. But I will start looking at my journals more and look at more of my patterns.
Absolutely.
Because I just found that one pattern. I need to look for more patterns.
Absolutely. And begin experiment. Be willing to experiment. Say, okay, what if I, instead of doing my diet for a week at a time, what if I did it for 10 days at a time and then took 2 days off and then went back. Be willing to experiment with a little bit. And I don't know whether or not you do this with a group, but especially the internet has made it, I think that Overeaters Anonymous and Weight Watchers and things like that have always said, you know, groups really work, especially when it comes to this kind of behavior. And I've told a story before about my brother and I was trying to finish my dissertation and he had something and I said, okay.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1 month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a book called Fat is a Feminist Issue, which came out, you know, probably a decade ago, which is a really important thing. Men don't really worry about weight nearly as much as women do. Of course, men don't worry nearly as much about how they look as women do, but different, you know. It's not guys' fault. It's us who are sort of neurotic about it, not them. Dorothy, thanks for being so patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening about the weight issues and just wanted to share real quickly. About 2.5 years ago, I joined Overeaters Anonymous HOW program. Lost 85 pounds in about
wow.
a year, and I've kept it off for a year and a half, which
wow.
is the first time I've kept weight off for more than a month in my adult life. But it's learning, one, to get rid of sugar.
Okay.
And get that out of the system, and then the craving goes away for
yeah.
at least most of us. Mm-hmm. And not eating, binge eating. And not eating mindlessly. And there are some parameters, there are some, you know, guidelines and tools that we use, but it works, or can
yeah.
work.
Yeah, it really does. There's, you know, it's not magic. It's sort of calories in, calories out. And I'm one of those people, you know, I think there are really different personalities and different body types. And so I think, for example, some people do better eating before they work out, and some people do better after. I've always felt like I need to get most of the protein in my body before about 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Eating late at night just doesn't work for me, even though in theory it's just calories in and calories out. But I think each of us have some, that, I mean, look, after we've been alive in our body for a while, we know what works and what doesn't work. But so for you, it was, what was, it was just the sugar? Was that the major component? What was the issue for you?
Well, sugar was a major component, but compulsive eating, which is, you know, I could be totally stuffed to the gills and still go back for one more bite. It's once I start, I just don't stop. And I had to learn, of course, like you said earlier, you have to eat. We have
yep.
to take in nutrients. But I take it in with a different attitude now.
What's the change?
One, I commit my food. I write it down before I eat it, not after.
Yep, yep.
You know,
that's an excellent one.
Yeah, most diets you journal after you put it on your plate and eat it.
Yeah, and then by then it's too late, isn't it?
Yeah, because then who knows how much you've done. For me, I put it in, I write it down beforehand, the day before. I have a sponsor, like an AA person would, and I let them know what I'm going to have for the day.
So you plan your menu a day in advance?
I usually plan it the night before, yep. And I know everything. If I have to change it, I can change it. But I pretty well know.
Huh.
My diet is set through a nutritionist. It's not a fad diet. It's something that works for my body type and for my taste and my needs. It's nothing that, it's not a cookie cutter program. It's individualized.
For you. Yeah, I think that when I sort of said to people, you know, that if you can intervene in that unconscious eating, you know, that your elbow bends and your mouth opens, that if you write things down before you put anything in your mouth, including water, including a potato chip, it breaks that cycle of mindlessness that you have to think about it. But I love yours of doing it. When do you put down snacks? Do you put what do you do the night before? Tell me what a typical sort of assignment looks like for the next day.
Okay, well, I will have my breakfast, and I usually would have like 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, and I weigh everything. I have a scale,
mm-hmm.
and I weigh my food. Everything gets weighed. So like I said, maybe 2 eggs, an ounce of cheese, an English muffin, which I've checked for the sugar content. It's got to be 5th or below, or I don't buy it.
Okay.
2 teaspoons of butter, 8 ounces of milk, and then I'll eat that about between 8 and 8:30.
Because that's a pretty healthy breakfast.
It's a great breakfast, and
yeah.
it keeps me going. And then about 11 o'clock, 10:30, I will have half a banana or 4 ounces of apple, whatever. So I have my fruit. Lunchtime will be 8 ounces, maybe of some sort of vegetable like a salad. Ounce of dressing, 4 ounces of chicken, or 3 ounces of chicken, an ounce of cheese, and maybe an ounce and a half of Triscuits. And that's my lunch. And then afternoon snack will be another fruit of some sort, and maybe 3/4 of an ounce of popcorn. And then dinner will be pretty much the same as lunch, as far as size goes, but then I add another 8 ounces of milk and another maybe teaspoon of butter, so I get a little bit more fat. And then I have a snack right before I go to bed, which is fruit.
Wow, so how many calories is that a day, or do you not bother with calories?
It's around 2,000 calories a day.
Wow. And I mean, I was just thinking as you were talking about that, that's about at least 50% more than I eat.
And but I've lost and maintained, and it's...
That's great.
Yeah, and...
how old are you?
I'm 58.
Good. For, are you single or married?
I'm single right now.
Okay. So would that work in... I mean, do you go out for dinner ever with friends or anything of that sort? So you have to... Do you do any restaurant eating or not?
Yeah, I do. I keep it simple. I don't order anything that's kind of pre-mixed. I keep the sauces away because you don't know what's in them.
Yep.
But I might like a steak and a baked potato, sour cream, butter, whatever vegetable they have. I watch the dressings because so many salad dressings are more sugar than they are anything else. So maybe a blue cheese blue cheese is usually pretty good, or just oil and vinaigrette. But I go out occasionally. I enjoy it, but I don't do it a lot. I'm dating right now, and I'm very supportive by my boyfriend. He helps me with anything. If he's going to cook, he says, "Well, what can you have again? How much?"
well, bless his heart.
I bring with me to the table. I bring a scale with me at the restaurant, and I weigh in front of everybody. I don't care. I said, at 58 years old, I don't care what people think about me.
Well, good. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a great job. I mean, because you're eating, it's high protein, low carbs, and over what period of time have you lost the 85 pounds?
Just under a year. I do go to a meeting every week with others. I talk to people every day that's in program, and that helps a lot because you've got that support. And I couldn't do it without that.
Well, so, I mean, you're doing a spectacular job, and I really love the idea of planning the meal the day before. And really, you've got a path set out for yourself. And I think that makes binging a lot less likely. Do you do any of the kind of thing I was suggesting that Joe do is every once in a while just say, okay, today I could do whatever I want to do, or is that just not part of the plan right now?
That's not part of my plan. I could not. I'd be like an alcoholic taking one glass of wine at a special occasion. I'd be done, and I don't know if I could do it again.
Okay.
So I don't take the risk. It's not worth it to me.
Okay.
My arthritis is in control. I went back into tap dancing. It's a blast.
Oh, good for you. I think you're truly inspirational. I'm so glad you called, and thank you so much for waiting to talk with us, because I think it sounds like such a great plan for you. So congratulations. Keep us informed. And
thank you.
It sounds like you got a great boyfriend there. Hang on
I
to him
really
as well.
Do.
Yeah,
that's
there you
fantastic
go.
Fantastic one. Thank
all
you.
All righty. You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
599-3756-9. So we've got about, we'll be back here about 25 minutes or so until Nate sort of bids me goodbye and goes and gets his teddy bear and his blankie and puts on his jammies and sleeps until, what, about 6 o'clock today? 6 o'clock tonight. Well, that's not very long. What time do you have to be back at work?
Fortunately, not until Tuesday at 8 p.m.
All right. Yeah. 8 p.m. or 8 a.m.?
8 p.m. But right, I'm actually meeting a friend tonight, picking him up from the airport around 9 p.m., and then taking him out somewhere in the morning at 8 a.m. So, yeah.
You are a good friend.
Sleep is, it's, oh man, it's problematical. Dreamy. It's so dreamy.
Well, look, if you go home right after here, you can get like 5 or 6 hours. He can't. Why don't you get him an Uber or something so you can sort of be the generous host and sleep in? Although, as I just said, sleeping in is not very good for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think he was arranging for something else, too, because he's
all
a
right.
good friend, too.
All right. Better be a good friend. But are you able to go to sleep as soon as you get home?
I will try, and I am probably almost tired enough to, yes, unhealthily fall asleep.
Yeah, in the first three
really,
seconds, yeah.
Really quick.
When I used to, I at one point worked overnight on the weekends, and I knew I would not have a life unless, so I would get home at about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and sleep until about noon, and then get up and try and have a life during the week. So, because otherwise, I mean, you're asleep when other people are awake, and awake when other people are asleep.
Yeah.
Which doesn't work all that well, as you've undoubtedly figured out. There you go. All right, so I thought when we talk about, just because it's really interesting, I was talking about it over the weekend, and I, like everybody else, has a number of gay friends, and a number of gay friends of mine have gotten married. And it's really interesting watching the phenomenon of gay men who didn't really understand what marriage was going to be like. And one of my statements has always been that we straights have really screwed up marriage badly enough that we should give somebody else a shot at it and let, you know, gay people be miserable as we are. But, and I was being facetious, kind of tongue in cheek. But it turns out to have some reality to it, in that I think if you're one of those people, I mean, because most of the people I know are adults, and I think a lot of them didn't think that in their lifetime that gay marriage would be legalized. And it's still not in many states, but it's certainly a trend. And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a reasonable trend. I don't think the state should tell you who you're allowed to love. I don't think gay rights are anything but human rights. But gay marriage is turning out, I think, for an awful lot of gay men to be a great deal more complicated than they thought it was. Because as straight folk, most of us have figured, especially women, but a large part of men as well, have figured, well, we'd probably at some point in our life marry. Even though the statistics, as I said, came out last week, that for the first time, there are more single people than married people in the United States. It's just slightly more, it's 50.2%. But still, that's extraordinary. Extraordinary change in terms of the demographics. But if you're like me, first of all, you grew up assuming that at some point you'd probably marry. You watched your parents' marriage very carefully. That you sort of read books about it, you read novels about it, you paid attention to it. So you were sort of prepared, if not for the reality of marriage, at least you'd given a lot of thought to it, and it was something more than, especially if you were a grown-up, it was something more than just getting married in a white dress. And I think to a very large extent that men are not... heterosexual men are not as prepared for marriage as women are, because they haven't thought about it as much. And the joke is that, you know, all the groom has to do is show up, not throw up on his shoes, and not be completely hungover or drunk at his wedding. And then the fun begins, which is the two people trying to negotiate with one another about how you actually put together a life. And historically, men have gone off to work, and so their marriage was really something they came home to, including their children. And it's only been relatively recent that all of a sudden women are saying, no, I want you as a full participant. I want you to talk to me. I want you to seduce me. I want you to cherish me. That it's a partnership, buddy. And so I think for a lot of men, that's been certainly a change than what their grandfathers did, what their fathers did. And I think for gay men, that they've been even less prepared for it than straight men. And as a result, it's this very painful and interesting, maybe that's the wrong order, maybe interesting and painful to watch how complicated marriage really is. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're straight or gay. Marriage is complicated and difficult and changing and full of huge negotiations. And the person I was talking to is straight, as am I, lamentably. Or maybe not lamentably, just is. I think, you know, that So I think that being a gay woman these days probably has a little more cachet than being a straight woman. I don't think being a straight woman has ever had much cachet to it, to be quite honest. But what can I tell you? That how the negotiations work, how the travel works, how money works, how sex works, and especially for an awful lot of gay couples, the way that they primarily define themselves was in terms of their sexuality, right? I don't know very many heterosexual couples that go around and say, I'm heterosexual, right? I mean, we say we're lawyers or we're doctors or we work out or that we're, you know, whatever, but we don't really define ourselves primarily in terms of our sexuality, whereas historically gay men have. And that whole issue needs to be renegotiated within the context of a marriage, because marriage is about commitment and fidelity, which isn't to say that there weren't gay couples who practiced commitment and fidelity before marriage was legal, which it's only partially legal in the United States. But the adjustments that it's taking, and apparently that gays are divorcing at a much higher rate than straights, and I think part of it is just the confusion between what a marriage is and what a wedding is, or what a wedding is and what a marriage is. The wedding part is easy and fun. The marriage part is tough stuff. And being a lover is not very hard. Being a spouse is got to be one of the most difficult definitions on the planet. And I think what's happening is a large portion of the population, and it's not that gay men were, well, the way it was, I was going to say, it's not that they're not sophisticated, not that they're not smart, but I was going to say not that they're naive, but I think that's exactly the word. That thinking, well, gee, you know, we're smart and we're educated and we're adults and we're not necessarily distracted by kids, although a lot of gay marriages have children as part of it. And it's just, I think we're really a society in transition, and marriage is in transition as well. And it's, I mean, part of me as a sociologist, you know, is kind of fascinated by this. Part of me as a psychologist just feels great empathy of how really hard marriage is and how complicated and how multifaceted and how it has essentially nothing to do with why marriage was invented in the first place. You know, you hear me all the time talk about marriage was invented probably in about the 6th century, and it was basically a political alliance. It was a political economic alliance, because, and women were the chattel, that you wouldn't raise war on your grandchildren. So that women were kind of the coin of the realm to say, all right, we'll create this alliance. It's a way of passing on wealth. And most marriages were arranged. Women certainly had no say-so. Average life expectancy at the time of Christ was 30. And women, neither men nor women hit puberty until probably late teens at earliest. 50% of women died in childbirth. Men didn't marry till they were somewhat established. And so if you were really lucky and really healthy, your marriage may last for like 10 years. And if you flash forward, life expectancy now for both men and women is over 80. And the assumption is if you were alive today, your average life expectancy may be as much as 125 years. I mean, think about that. Get married at 20? Can you imagine being married for 100 years? And there are people who have been married for 75 years. So it's just a completely different set of expectations, or the expectations probably have not changed. Well, they have, actually, because women don't just want a provider, somebody who, you know, comes home to them and gives them children and doesn't beat the daylights out of them. They want someone to take them dancing and someone to talk with them and someone to cherish them. And I mean, we're asking very different things of men than have really been asked of men historically. And men are asking different things of women. They want us to stay young and vibrant and cute and interested in them and all sorts of things, not to mention the fact that most women now statistically work outside the home, and that changed everything as well. So, interesting phenomenon. Interesting, like Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. I've got time for maybe one or two phone calls if you want to call right this moment, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Apparently, we're still getting lots of... I talked with John this morning, and we're aware that you can get the podcast. It's just a little bit different. So if you go to drjoy.com and just follow the instructions, you guys are smart. I know it's not exactly the way it was before. But you'll figure it out, right? And in the meantime, I know that you're used to getting me on TuneIn or iTunes, and we're working on it, all right? So we are not unaware, and hopefully by the time you get on there, I know September 5th was the last time that you had it. So, and hopefully once we get it on there, they'll get the back podcasts on there as well. In the meantime, you really can go to drjoy.com, and you can get the podcast. You can also go to, I think it's gcnlive.com. Is that right, Nate?
That is correct.
Okay. You can get them there as well. So there are ways of getting it. I know you guys don't like change. And speaking of which, did you see that? I already told you, right? So I can't have you guess about how many iPhones were sold in the first week? Because it's been out has it been a whole week? I think it's been a whole week.
Yeah, I think so.
10 million iPhones. And a lot of people think it's not, you know, that the Samsung is a better phone. What do you have?
I have, what do I have?
You have an orange juice can with a string attached.
Pretty much. I have a very sad phone at me.
Very bad. Well, all of our phones are bad.
I've got a Droid. It works okay.
But I thought your brother worked for the phone company. You should have a better phone than that.
I know. I'm really weird about the stuff. I don't want new stuff.
I don't want new. I like old.
Well, I just... It's
I'm a Luddite.
I don't want to wait for them to update.
Well, I agree with you. So go get the 5.
Yeah, no. I'll get a 3. I would go get it. They know what's wrong with that.
I think people will pay you to take the 3.
They probably will.
I think, yeah. Well, I told you, my phone company said, okay, we'll give you an F5. I thought, that's great.
That's right.
But I already had a 5. But that was okay anyway. It was great. I have a green phone now, and it's so cute. And I have a green, it looks like Kermit.
Phone. You don't have a case for it, but it's green underneath?
Well, no, it's the i5C, which is the color. So it's only green. It's lime green.
Oh, that.
I had the cover before. I had the white phone, and I had a cover for it. But it turns out, Apple being the clever marketing folks that they are, is that nothing fits. You know, even though the charger actually fits, surprise, but the case doesn't work on this one. So far, I don't have it in the case. I just... carrying it around.
It's fresh new stuff every time.
No, I'm they, you said they crash them?
No, I said fresh new stuff.
Yeah, no, they do it. They clearly do. And Apple certainly has an eye toward I guess that's why they call the iPhone. Toward fashion and toward image. I mean, they really do great modeling. But 10 million phones. But as I said, I was talking with my daughter about it over the weekend, and I said, sooner or later, someone is going to make a killing by having a smartphone that you can actually hear on. Because no one, I mean, they're all great. They're great for email. They're great for weather. They're great for games. They're great for texting. They suck when it comes, you can't hear anybody.
Well, I'm really glad that I don't have one then, because...
Well, but it's not just this one. It's any phone. You can't hear on your phone either.
No, I do feel more comfortable plugging in headphones to my phone.
Well, but still, I mean, it's still... You can't hear very well. I mean, the other person can't hear you, and that's why everybody talks too loud, and that's why we all know what's going on with everybody's life, because...
We need better satellites and radio towers, you mean.
Well, we need better everything. We need better software. We need better hardware. We need...
You're a scientist? Come on.
That's true. I am. And somebody's going to be able to do it. And when you actually have a phone that you can hear on your cell phone as well as you could hear on a landline, somebody's going to make a killing. And it seems to me that that's not what they're focused on. Unfortunately, they're focused on faster, which doesn't help at all. And did you know in Thailand there are more cell phones than toilets?
I was just going to say, planned obsolescence is leaving a lot more piles of stuff than it is helping.
Well, but like my phone company, God bless them, said, we will take your phone and we will either give you money for it and sell it to somebody else, or we will recondition it and give it to a woman shelter. So I think those are kind of cool kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we support both of those. And in fact, there was I was doing some work with I think it was AT&T at one point, and I don't, because somebody called me from Canada and said that they didn't have that program. So we're, this was a couple of years ago, we're trying to work on getting on in Canada as well, because it's a very valuable thing to give, to recondition the phones and just give them to people who specifically need them, who may not be able to afford the phones. Well, the phones now, whenever they put out a new phone, the old phone becomes really cheap, like giveaway. So, Nate, it may be time to get a new phone.
Oh, jeez.
All right, you don't have to. Here's the deal. Nap, then phone. You may be much more willing to get a new phone once we've got a new nap. So we got to meet each other today, and that's it? We're done?
Oh, jeez, when you say it so sad like that.
I mean, you're such a typical man. You know, yeah, let's go out. You know, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Wow, I had one of those this last weekend. I didn't do it, and it's a very close friend of mine. But, man, the stare that I got from this Libra woman, my goodness, that was so cold. I am a man, but I wasn't that man.
You weren't?
No.
Was this a date that we had?
No, it wasn't even a date. That was the whole thing. It was.
She just gave you the stink eye?
She's a really close friend, and some other things were going bad in her life, and I think she wanted more than I was giving, and that's where it ended up. Oops.
See, we could have spent the whole hour talking about your problem.
I know. Yeah, well, I got so many more, dear. So maybe, yes, I'll come and kick Shane off sometime and we'll...
Exactly. We'll just call in. Just call in and you can disguise your voice. And see, this is... We should have dissected him earlier. This is typical, though, with a therapist, is that people will talk with me about the weather for the first 50 minutes, and then with 2 minutes left in the air, they'll say, oh, by the way, I'm suicidal.
Yep.
So, by the way, you got dumped this weekend, huh?
No, I didn't. It wasn't anything like that. That's why it was so weird.
It wasn't, you know, she just got mad at you?
Yeah.
You were just a representative of the male species?
Yes, especially one that was supposed to be closer than any of the other males.
So you were supposed to be closer, or your friend was supposed to be, and you just got caught in the crossfire?
Yeah, she...
You were target of opportunity.
She had two relationships that did not go well in the week following, and was really looking for someone to be close with, and I just was not close enough. So yes, I was definitely being a boy.
Dear, collateral damage. You know, if you can, I don't know. See, we should have taken care of this earlier in the program. I could have saved your life for you.
No.
All righty. Later, baby. 855-99 Dr. Joy. 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.